On the phone with Michelle Hasler, who is the executive director for the Prince Albert Multicultural Council. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Ken. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So good to catch up with you and talking a little bit about something with everything that's been going on with COVID-19. So many different events have been canceled, and a lot of people are wondering, well, how do we celebrate Canada's birthday if we can't get together and have the music and the fireworks and things? Prince Albert Multicultural Council has come up with something very cool. Tell me about your celebration plan.
Yes. So as what you said, Ken, due to COVID-19, we have to kind of think of a different platform and format this year, because we thought about it's a very special day for our country. And it's nice to have a little celebration in the community. So we come up with doing a virtual Canada Day celebration rather than totally canceling it. And in this way, we can still all gather together and celebrate Canada Day safely in our own respective homes.
So how are you going to go about doing this, Michelle? A virtual celebration of our nation's birthday. What's the plan? How are you going to make this work?
So we do have the same format as we do have the opening ceremony that will start at 12 noon. And then we will have family-friendly concerts. So we do have our music and some bands and groups that will entertain us throughout the day. Those are our bands and groups, our artists and musicians within the province. Because of the cancellation of events and gigs right now, it would be nice to be able to reach out and help our musicians and artists as well. So there's that. And then the most important thing is we kind of thought, like, how would we be able to engage the people or the community during our virtual celebration? So we thought of our video contest. That's one way to encourage participation from our community, and it's one way for us to say thank you for supporting our virtual celebration. Like, we are really nervous but excited, Ken. This is totally new for us, first time ever that we're doing the virtual celebration, and with the help and support of our community, we will make this happen, and we will be celebrating together.
Well, hopefully this will be the only time we ever have to do this.
Yes.
We've got some fantastic performers lined up. I see names like the Amundsen family. Dara Shindelka from LaRange is going to be there. The Strong Sisters.
Yes.
There's also going to be the Prince Albert Grand Council Reconciliation and Learning Ceremony. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, the Reconciliation and Learning Ceremony will be hosted by the Prince Albert Grand Council. And the theme this year is Believing in Our Youth. Our youth is our future generation. And so we always want to make emphasis of how special and how youth can do more and how youth needs help and how youth can make positive changes in our community, most especially. So we will give honor to our youth during that celebration.
We're going to be doing this from noon till 9, and it's going to be streaming on Facebook.
Yes.
How do folks find the Multicultural Council Facebook page?
Yes, so they just log into their Facebook and they can just search Prince Albert Multicultural Council, or they can put at PAMCSK. But they can also check our website as well, www.pamcsk.com.
Prince Albert Multicultural Council is not letting COVID ruin Canada Day celebrations this year with a virtual Canada Day celebration on their Facebook page. We'll post the link up on our Facebook page for that as well. Michelle Hasler, thank you so much for letting me chat with you today and for coming on the show. Appreciate it, and happy Canada Day.
Oh, thank you so much, Ken, and happy Canada Day, and looking forward to be seeing everybody on July 1st. Thank you.